Steph, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yes, I've got three brand new artists to showcase to you, and we're going to be playing their music all week here on 2SER. And to start off, we're going to take a listen to Wanna Be Your Man. It's the new album from this elusive funk musician out of San Francisco who calls himself Prophet. Now, we haven't heard anything from him since his 1984 record Right Time, which kind of has this cult following in the San Francisco area amongst funk aficionados, and it's a rare find for a lot of vinyl collectors. I think there were only maybe 1,000 copies of this record that kind of went into pressing, but one of those fans of Prophet and his 1984 record includes Chris Manack, also known as Peanut Butter Wolf, who is of course the founder of Stone's Throw Records, not a character from BoJack Horseman.
That's where my mind, that's straight where my mind went.
Well, anyway, what we have here is a chance meeting and then a Prophet album almost 35 years later called Wanna Be Your Man. And you'll get effervescent boogie and funktronica with this undeniable 80s sheen, bubbling with kind of real oddball melodies, synth-driven hooks and manic bass lines. Think a cross between early Prince, Damn Funk and Mad Lib, which you might be surprised by, but I think that's Mind Sign's influence there, who produced this album. So let's take a listen now to one of the songs from Wanna Be Your Man. This is Tonight by Prophet, and it features Night Jewel on vocals as well.
The Prince comparison doesn't go astray.
It's so much fun, that one. I love it. So yeah, Prophet is the title of that artist, and Tonight is what we've just heard a snippet of.
Super cool. What else have we got?
Now, it's been a few years since we last heard from Brisbane band Blank Round, but they've just returned with a new record called Last Scene, and I'd say it's a really adventurous and bold album, kind of moving away from the jangle rock of its predecessors, but it's not entirely unexpected from, you know, the band's experimental history. And you can hear a lot of textured electronica with a healthy dose of drone and ambient. At times, it's kind of fairly jarring, but an incredibly well-balanced and sprawling, incredibly well-balanced record with these sprawling synths, reverbed guitars, moving around some warped and atmospheric retro drums. And you know when artists change directions and sometimes it doesn't quite work out, this isn't one of them, and I'm all for this new sound from Blank Realm. And what we're hearing now is a new track from them called Speedboat on a River of Blood by Blank Realm off their album Last Scene.
Super cool.
So it's kind of staying in that 80s period, which they've drawn from before, but moving into a lot more of a darker gothic zone, which, like I said, I'm all about that.
Very Stranger Things.
Yeah. And, you know, what we're going to end on is something entirely different from Jessica Riska, who's originally from Chicago, but just last week we saw the release of her second album, I See You Among the Stars, and this is a stunning album. It's kind of a long, drifting psych folk lullaby, but when I say that, it's by no means a sleep-inducing album. It's got a real comforting feel to it, a couple of ominous and melancholic moments, but totally immersive. If you're a fan of storytelling artists like Nick Drake or Sybil Byer, I think you'll like Jessica Riska. And we're going to end on her and take a song from her album, I See You Among the Stars. It's actually the title track.
Thanks so much, Steph.
We'll catch you next week.
One, two, three, four.